Yeshaya, Perek Tezayin, Pasuk Aleph, Le'ilu Nishmas Avi Mori Pesach Tov Ben Avram Nata. We conclude in Perek Tezayin the narrative of the burdensome prophecy of Moab's absolute destruction. And now, having begun talking about Moab's fall, Yeshaya now recalls the time period when Moab was at the height of its prosperity, and when its ruler was publicly warned, according to some pshatim, by Yeshaya himself, that the country would collapse unless they adopt a code of ethics and morality, says Rabbi Hirsch. He advised the king to spend time with Hizkiyahu Melech Yehuda, who embodied the spirit of justice and loving kindness, and voices his conviction, based on Moab's previous record in the second part of the parak, that his advice was going to be rejected, and that inevitably Moab is going to be destroyed. So Perek Tesayin begins, Shil chuchar Moshel Eretz misela midbara. Send lambs, or camels, others say, of the ruler of the land from Sela Midbara, Sela of the desert, El Har Bas Tzion, to the mountain of the community of Tzion, to Har Tzion. So what does this mean? So some say it's a continuation of what came before. Some of the Moabim who remain will have fled to the desert, found refuge at the Sela Midbara, the desert rock, and in dire need, they send messengers to Har Tzion on camels, begging them to daven for Moab in the Beis HaMikdash and to get aid, but it's not a sincere request, as we're going to see. Now, what this really is, almost everybody agrees, including those who hold by that shot, is that this is a shout-out to the past, which we learned about, that Moab was a vassal of Malchus Yehuda for well more than a century, sending taxes, sending all their lambs to Yisrael and their cattle. And they had cast off King Meshav of Moab, the Mesha steel that we've mentioned before, that has this long egotistical discussion about how Chemosh made him king and how we're throwing off the yoke of the Jews. Well, the yoke of the Jews would have been helpful now. Israel could have been their ally. Israel could have helped them survive. But instead, they rebelled against us to throw us off, and that independence made them very sadly vulnerable to Ashur when Ashur came a colon. Pasuk Beis, Behaya Cha'uf no Deid Kain Meshulach. And Moab is going to be like a wandering bird. Kain Meshulach. She Luach HaKain, right? When we send the mother bird away and leave the eggs in the nest for us to fetch. Now they are the wandering mother bird. Tiyana benos Moav, ma boros la'arnon. These are going to be like, the daughters of Moav will be like chicks thrown out of the nest, cast away from the nest at the crossing of Arnon, which is where they'll be taken at Moav's border, and they'll be split up as captives and taken from there to Ashur. So now they're going to go into a terrible exile too, something that non-Jewish nations are less familiar with than we are. So the security, says Rabbi Hirsch, that normally comes with ruling over large territories will prove illusory. The Benos Moav can be seen as daughter cities, and the system of centralizing power and intelligence in the major cities left the small towns unprotected, like little chicks thrown out of the nest and unable to defend themselves. Pasuk Gimel, Havi'i Eitza, Asi Falila. Bring counsel, deliberate judgment. Shisi Chalayil, Tzileich, Besoch Tzaharoyim. Make like night your shadow at noon. Satri Nidachim. Conceal the exiles. Vo'a, Idem Anidachim Eretz Ashur, right? Nodeid Al Tigali. Do not reveal the wanderer. Do not betray any escapee. So this is an appeal to every individual person. Measure your conduct against how people should behave. Right? When you were in the Tzaharayim, when you were at noon, when you were in the midst of good fortune, don't be blinded by that good fortune, because it's going to pass. Keep an eye on the shadow. Be aware that bad times are going to come again. And the Moavim get what they give. They don't help save Jewish refugees from Sancheriv, and nobody's going to save them. They should have hidden us. They should have been caring about our needs, but none of the above. Dalad Yaguru Vach Nidochai. May my exiles sojourn among you, Moav. Heavy Seser Lomo Bipnei Shodeid. Become a hiding place for them. Before the Shodeid, before the plunderer, before the one taking spoils, the one raiding. Kiafes Hametz Kala Shod. For the milking has come to an end. The Shod Shodayim, the udders, the breast of milk has come to an end. The udders have vanished. Or Kala have been used up. Tamu Romes Min Haaret. The extorter is no more. The sacker is gone. The trampler has left the land. If they had helped the Jews could help them. But instead, they absolutely disregarded Jews fleeing from persecution. There was no warmth. There was no hospitality, just like Moab in the Midbar. Asher lo kidmu eschem balachem uvamayim. They didn't want to come help us no matter what our need was, no matter what their gratitude should have been to us historically. And so now what happens? Now all of the milk, we think of Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael, as a land of milk and honey. Well, now the milk is gone. The udders have vanished. The sources of plenty are out and dried up. And what's left for you but to be trampled? What do you expect? Not only that, but the Ma'am Loe says, Moavim handed over Jewish refugees to the enemy in an active way to watch them suffer more. Think about all of the Holocaust stories that you've heard. And think about the nations, Poland being invaded by the Nazis, but eagerly handing the Jews over and celebrating their death, even as they themselves are a subjugated nation under gunpoint themselves.